brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're continuing with this revolt against the TSA and their takeover of society. In 30 minutes, we've got Owen J.J. Stone, techie, who was on the This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte. And we didn't just believe him. We went and did a search and found newscasts admitting they don't just stick their finger in your waistband now. They stick your hand all the way in, touching his rear end and then his genitals. That video is up on our backup YouTube channel, the 1776 channel. We're also going to get it linked up on the Alex Jones channel. And Paul Watson's doing a story on this right now. Here's another one, and I see these every week or two. TSA agent, 45, rapes 14-year-old girl. What do you expect, folks? I'm not saying they're all pedophiles or even 10% of them are, but I've studied criminology. Took a little bit of it in college, but have read, you know, mainline textbooks since I got out of college to understand the enemy. And, you know, truancy officers, police officers, CPS, that's where you find the highest concentrations of pedophiles. You also find the highest concentration in school teachers, in priests, in anybody who's got access to children. It doesn't mean that, you know, even 10% of people that want to work with children are bad. It just means that's where you're going to find the pedophiles. And so here's another report on that. That's from Before It's News. They've got the local newscast there. The Transportation Security Administration worker at Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held a $50,000 cash bail following his arraignment. In East Boston District Court, he is charged with a statutory rape enforcement of a child and indecent assault and battery on a 14-year-old. We've got another big report. Watson does now have his report out. We need to get this out to Drudge and everybody else. TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants. Big Sis turns up the heat. New enhanced pat-downs more intrusive. I would say new... Enhanced. This is now phase three, new super enhanced. Just get Watson on the horn and change that new enhanced. People understand it's a new one. TSA invasive new screening measures include officers literally putting their hands down people's pants. So we got a guest coming on about that. Good job on Watson getting that out so quickly. But I've got an article coming out tomorrow dealing with the fact of, is this the start of the second American Revolution? And I was starting to get into that before we had John Tyner on. You see in the movie V for Vendetta, and that's based on historical composites of things that have happened. When the little girls dressed up like Guy Fawkes and the cop shooter in the back and adult men see it, they just go, that's it. That's it. And look, it's just once you don't care, once the society doesn't care and gets out of their cowed state, we can sweep anything aside. And the truth is, most of the military and the police are good people. They know what's going on is wrong. See, the deeper the denial, the more angry you're going to be when you wake up from it. Kind of like I said 2 years ago with Obama. I said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger the messianic hype, he's God, he's going to save us, the harder he's going to fall. 6 months into his administration, lowest approval rating ever for a president, 6 months in. He's now almost 2 years in. Record low level. The guy is dirt. Washington Post yesterday, what we told you 2 months ago. We know what we're talking about. Some people know football or some people know gardening. We know this stuff, but this is what we do. I told you he's probably not going to run again. Now, high-powered Democratic Party people in the Washington Post say, don't run again, Mac. Don't run again, Mac. It's the same thing with this TSA. I smell blood. I smell weakness. It's kind of like Brock Lesnar 2 weeks ago when he finally got hit in the jaw and got dizzy. That guy smelled blood and took him down. It's the same thing. I smell it. I smell it. New World Order blind. We'll be right back.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to open the phones up in this segment, in the next segment, and then into the third hour today. Now, the top Drudge Report headline is TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants. So that went live at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com about 10 minutes ago, and Drudge already has it up as the mega top giant headline link. I mean, that is amazing. TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants, Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones, DrudgeReport.com. I've only had the top super link one time. I mean, we've had the top of Drudge's little links many times. We now have the super mega link. And again, if I had the super mega link and I'd written about Prince Henry or Prince Twitley or whatever his name is, what's the name of that Saxe Coburg Gotha creature? What's the name of that princeling? I don't know. It's the big news today all over the place. One of Prince Charles's rat-like children is getting married. Okay, Prince William. Okay, thank you. See, I don't know about this stuff. If I would have had an article linked on Drudge Report, the biggest website in the world, about Prince Henry, I wouldn't care. Or Prince William or whatever his name is. But I do care about this because it's important. I want to be able to fly. I want to take my children to the Smithsonian. They would have already been there. I want to take my children to Disneyland once. They beg to go all the time. I want to be able to take my children to the Florida Keys to go snorkeling like I did as a child. I want to be able to take my children to Colorado. But if I want to do that, I've got to drive. And so I've got to add basically 2 weeks on to a vacation that would be a week long. And I can't take off 2-3 weeks. I rarely, maybe once a year, take off a full week. And then I'll generally just stay at home and spend time with my children and play board games and, you know, take them to movies or go hiking or go out to eat dinner. And you know, we got a fire pit in the backyard. And we'll sit out there and roast marshmallows or hot dogs or whatever the case may be. I want to be able to take my children flying, but you are not going to put your hands on my daughters or my son. I can't physically handle it. Do you understand that? And again, I don't claim to be Mr. Tough Guy, but there's certain things I can't handle. I've got a very long fuse unless it comes to my children. And I think most of us are like that. But you do something to my children. I mean, I see these newscasts where children are crying and the men and women are grabbing between their legs and grabbing their rear end and grabbing their chest. And these little girls and boys are crying and the parents are sitting there yelling at them saying, put up with it. I mean, these parents have lost all of their basic instincts to defend their family. If you want to comment on the economic news, the TSA situation, any of it, you're welcome to. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I may have finally gotten rid of my cold if I sound a bit dingy on air or a bit more toad-like than normal, but I finally got a fever last night, and the bed was soaked with sweat this morning, and my fever broke about 6 a.m., and I say I finally got a fever. I've had this chest cold for 2 weeks with no fever and haven't been able to get rid of it, and I rarely get sick, and finally I got really sick last night, and I was glad. I was shivering. I wrapped myself in blankets. I had a fever. I'm like, oh, thank God I got a fever. Maybe I'll start getting better now. And I feel a lot better today, because that's what a fever does. It raises your temperature to kill whatever it is growing in my lungs. And it seems like half of Austin's got it. And I'm sorry to get off into this, because I got a lot of news and things to cover. It's just that my wife yesterday, hold on 1 minute. My wife yesterday and today begged me to stay home and get better. But how do I stay home and get better when all of this is happening? How do I stay home and not be on air in what could be the start of the second American Revolution? Tyrannies get overthrown when cops shoot a kid. There have been real cases of that all over the world in the last 100 years. Not just in V for Vendetta when they shoot the little girl and everybody overthrows the government. But I've been looking for a peaceful way, as Mahatma Gandhi talked about and Martin Luther King talked about, to say no to this federal encroachment, no to these big private central banks raping us. And by the people having an effect, and by Napolitano now coming out and saying, okay, we won't search 12 and unders. That was this morning. And she also announced, okay, the pilots just have to have their ID checked to make sure that they are who they say they are. That makes perfect sense. You're about to fly a plane with 300 people on it or 200 people on it. It could be used as a weapon. Totally reasonable to check your ID, make sure you who you say you are. It's the same thing for citizens. If you don't have a criminal record, and especially if you've flown a lot in the past, you shouldn't have to go through any screening. And this is going with the official story that the terrorism is real. I mean, if the terror is real, why aren't Arabs and Muslims the only people being profiled? See, it's a fraud. Why are our borders wide open if we're supposedly under this terrorist attack? But, oh, at the airports alone, we've got to have all this security. So a lot of really exciting things happening. This came out about 20 minutes ago. Ethics Committee finds Rangel guilty. That's CNN. A House Ethics Committee found Representative Charlie Rangel, Democrat of New York, guilty Monday on multiple violations of House rules. So the beginning of the end for Charlie Rangel. But our story, TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants, Big Sis turns up the heat, new super-enhanced pat-downs, more invasive. And the video of all of that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in that article, or the easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. You just go to DrudgeReport.com, and it's the giant top link. Get ready. Now putting hands down flyers' pants. You know, he went with the InfoWars version, which is fine, but the Prison Planet version has that sub-headline that describes it better. Big Sis turns up the heat. New enhanced pat-downs more intrusive. But it doesn't matter. The information is now getting out there, and that's what matters. And they're beginning to cave in on all of this. That's what's important as well. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Alex, man, this is huge. I've got my roommate all fired up about the molesters at TSA. I'm proud of John. I'm proud of everyone who's taking a stand against this. I'm never going to fly until these machines are gone. I'm planning on taking the train. But then again, who knows? Maybe Napolitano will bring the full body scanners out.
No, they're already announcing pat. They've already done pat downs and searches randomly at trains for at least 5 years. That's expanding right now.
Quickly, Alex, this is huge. Last year we defeated Copenhagen and you popped champagne on your show. I'm not sure if you know this or if this wasn't on your mind, but I believe in 2 weeks' time in Cancun, Mexico, the scum of the United Nations will cave in on the Mexican police state and will start up their world government talks with the Cancun agreement to try to clamp down on world government. I don't know if you could bring Lord Christopher Monson on to give us an update on what's going to go on in Cancun. Of course, the Mockingbird media. Well, get this, Alex. NBC is doing Green is Universal, which is interesting. The media is setting this up 2 weeks in advance, and they're doing their propaganda pieces on global warming and climate change, setting up for the Cancun meetings.
Yes, we've been covering that in the last few months, but I do need to get Christopher Monckton back on. He's the real expert, and I believe he may even be traveling down to Cancun where these scallywags are going to be meeting. Julio, great points. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air.
TSA, tyranny starts at the airports. My question to you, Alex, today, where are the county sheriffs? And why aren't they involving themselves as the highest elected public servant in the counties where these airports are located?
Well, what's happened is the feds came in with their mission creep, and they signed agreements civilly with the airports and with the airlines to get people to just civilly consent to this fraud. But because local tax money, in every case, is paying for the airports, there is local city and county jurisdiction, and that would then revert to the sheriff. And that's a great point. And I actually, in Texas, have heard the state police on the news and legislators, and legislators also in New Jersey, and now federally, that's in the news. The Republicans, I talked to Ron Paul's office yesterday. We're trying to get him on next week. He's going to introduce a bill to just get rid of all of this. So the battle is on. The heat is on. Now, you better believe that the globalists are going to mail a few more bombs and try to scare us into submission. And we need to say, look, the borders are wide open, 28,000 dead on the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the real crisis. You know, we'd rather face the danger, as Americans have said in polls, than be patted down by the real danger, government tyranny. Good points, Tim. Brad, Jonas, John, Frank, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Then we have a gentleman coming on who's the subject of the top Drudge Report link right now. And that is, get ready, Now putting hands down Flyers' pants. Top story on Drudge.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Brad in Michigan. Brad, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I hate to stray away from the TSA. Very big news. I'm glad to hear everybody's not, you know, licking boots on this. My question, Alex, is really, is I wanted your opinion. Me and a couple friends were debating the whole 9/11 and this new uncovered footage you covered yesterday and a lot of this. And I was wondering, is it possible that the plane brought down in Pennsylvania by the citizens on that plane that crashed? I believe it was in Pennsylvania. They claim was for the White House. Is that possible that plane was really meant for Tower 7? You know, three buildings, three sets of explosives, three planes.
Well, if you look at the trajectory, the plane was going in the direction at the time it was shot down or brought down. In the general direction, it could have gone to New York or it could have gone to Virginia. It was going in that general direction, so we don't know. And we all like to believe that fellow citizens took over the plane. Believe me, I mean, I'm not a tough guy, but if a bunch of guys are running around, they've hijacked the plane, I'm gonna go after them. And most Americans are going to go after them. But state police and other witnesses at the time said they saw F-16s and an explosion, and the debris field on that jet was 8 miles, and the crater at Shanksville wasn't even an engine. I mean, it was a little bitty crater. That was not where the whole plane crashed, and that would be indicative of a missile, multiple missiles, breaking the plane up up in the atmosphere, and then it raining down. And Bush now said in his new memoir, his new book that's out, Decision Point, I think is the name of it, but I've read the quotes from his book online, that he thought a missile had shot it down because he'd ordered it shot down. So we know from Pentagon sources, it was Colonel Don de Grand Prix. He died shortly after. And then later, I confirmed most of this, that it was the Happy Hooligans out of the Dakotas who were on drill in Virginia that day, and that they fired out of F-16 two AIM-9s, or Sidewinders, into that aircraft. And so we don't know the truth, but we know the official story is a lie, though. Anything else?
Yeah. I mean, that's hands down. It's evident, even with all the YouTube footage alone. What really makes me sick is there's men in prison doing life for murder with less evidence than what we have on 9/11 right now. And that, to me, is just sickening. I seen Bush on Oprah promoting his new book, and it just made me want to puke. He is just the most tyrannical, evil individual I've ever seen. And, I just think we really need to push for the 9/11. Definitely congratulations to buildingone.org. Keep pushing. But, I mean, yeah.
We are pushing, Brad. God bless you. Jonas in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good, yeah. Hey, first I wanted to say I think you're doing a really good job. And, I'm a veteran. I have a degree in finance, and I'm in my last year of law school now. And your message is really starting to get out there. With this TSA incident thing, I agree with you. I think the sleeping giant is starting to wake up, and I'm almost wondering if that's what the government wants. You talk about these FEMA camps. Is this just a pretext, or was it a pretext to actually fill those FEMA camps up?
Well, look, there's a lot of different pretexts. There could be a biological attack. There could be a giant terror attack. There could be a political uprising that's violent. There could be a big war. There are a lot of different. They always prime the camps, whether it's Russia or Germany or China, with a politically unpopular group. So they always put Jews in them first, or communists, or religious minorities. I've seen the former head of the CIA, Woolsey, and others propose putting all Muslims in camps or putting all the illegal immigrants in camps. But they admit in Rex 84 that once the precedent is set with the unpopular group in the camp, now that secret police network is set up, now due process is shelved, and once all of that is shelved, then they start going after everybody. Because the tyrants want to consolidate power. They want to take over industries. They want to go after everybody. But they always set the precedent first on an unpopular minority. And that's what's going on here. And go ahead.
Also, one other thing. Hey, I hear you plugging Gerd Report a lot, and I've got a news aggregation website myself. It's daily-ops.com. Daily is the minus sign, OPS.com. And I've been citing to you all the time.
That's awesome.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the top link, the big giant link on Drudge Report. Get ready. Now putting hands down Flyer's pants. And Infowars.com has giant servers, but I guess having the biggest link on Drudge, I've seen that before, even shut down the Associated Press website. Infowars.com is not loading too quick. So if you want to read the story, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We're trying to do a redirect right now. When the Drudge Report links to Infowars to send you to a mirror at PrisonPlanet.com for everybody on that front. This story, of course, deals with Owen J.J. Stone, known as the O-Doctor. He's the founder of Men's Media and O-Doctor.com. He's a speaker and commentator in the areas of social media, technology, and politics. And I came in this morning and saw a video clip of him on This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte, and I said, okay, write an article about that. That is important because I'd already seen some other newscast, and we did a search and found more with people reporting. It's like enhanced. It's like super enhanced. If you're supposedly wearing baggy clothes now, they don't just stick their finger in. They stick their whole hand in and go around your hind end. Then they come up and grab your crotch, but from outside. And he told the story on This Week in Tech of what happened to him, and we've got him live with us here in just a moment. But I wanted to play that video clip again right now before we go to him of his testimony, and I'll have him break it down in more detail here on this syndicated broadcast. But here is Owen J.J. Stone talking about what happened to him.
I'm not, because I am fundamentally opposed to the X-ray machines. And in fact, I don't know, they had recently, or is it coming up? Wednesday, November 24th, 2010 is National Opt-Out Day. Now, most people don't know, on the X-ray machines, you can always opt out. All you have to say is, I opt out, and then they give you a pat-down search.
And if we all did it,
air traffic would stop.
Well, listen.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
When I just flew here this weekend, I wore the same sweatpants I wore last week to go to L.A. This weekend when I came in, he's like, oh, they just changed the rules this week. Do you want a private screening or do you want us to patch you down out here? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, do you want us to take you in the back room or do you want us to do it out here? What does it entail? I have to go in your waistband, put my hand down your pants. I'm like, do it out here. And I stood in front of everybody, and he did it.
What's like, the alternative? Can I go through a machine?
No, the alternative is for him to go in the back room and pat.
He's going to put his hands down your pants no matter what?
He did, yes. And I said, I'd rather have him do it out here in public because just what Brian said. He's already ashamed to do it, and I feel like he's not going to go as deep.
When did this happen?
This weekend.
They're required to put their hands down your pants?
They just changed the rule. Well, he put his hands on his hands.
Wait a minute.
You're blowing my mind here.
This is the new TSA
is that you have to get
if you're wearing sweatpants or baggy clothing.
Oh, baggy clothing.
I was wearing sweatpants. They're not baggy. They're sweatpants. He put his hand. This is my waistband.
Because I got to tell you, if I have to get somebody hand down my pants, I'm not
flying. Ran his hand around the ring of my waistband and then patted the front and then patted my butt and then in my crotch.
And you know, it's all security theater. It does absolutely nothing.
That's the part that kills me, is that for all of the federalization, for all of this giant bureaucracy, for the $5.
Let's go to Owen J.J. Stone. Owen, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you.
Nice to talk to you. Nice to meet you. Break down your story. It is the top story now up on the Drudge Report, TSA now putting hands down flyers' pants. And we took a short clip of you talking about it, but then added a clip from another newscast admitting it, just in case people were in denial. Because 3 weeks ago, TSA announced they would touch genitals and breast. And then when there was backlash, TSA said, we're not touching genitals. And it's just this culture of lying. But give us your take overall on what the TSA is doing, and then tell us what happened to you.
Well, first of all, in general, I fly maybe 20 to 30 times a year. So I'm a frequent flyer. I do not carry any liquids. I don't even carry deodorant. I check all of that stuff. I go to a local market and buy, like, the trial sizes. I never ship buy with anything at all, and I don't go through with any metal, no watches, no phone, nothing. So when I go through, I never beep. I haven't beeped in years. So, you know, I know I fly. I don't want to get beeped. So I flew 10 days ago into L.A. wearing the same clothes. I was wearing the same sweatpants. Now, I went through and didn't beep, but he said, oh, your sweatpants are a little baggy. We're going to patch you down. They did the regular tap, tap, barely touch you. Go ahead. This weekend, I fly up to San Francisco wearing the exact same outfit because I travel a lot, so I wear the same kind of clothes. So if I didn't have a problem then, I shouldn't have a problem now. And a guy comes up. They made me wait there for 10 minutes in the little box, which usually doesn't happen. You know, they come in real quick. He says, oh, we're going to take you into a private room. And I said, for what? He's like, oh, we're going to have to pat you down. I'm like, well, they always pat me down. Just pat me down right here. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to go inside of your pants. I'm like, what? He's like, I have to. It's a new rule. It's a different kind of search. So I was like, well, what are my options? You know, and he said, well, I can pat you down out here. Or I could do it in a private room. He's like, you probably prefer a private room. And I looked at him like, there's no way I'm going anywhere. All my stuff's here. You know, I travel with electrical equipment. I'm not packing up all my stuff at all. I'll do it right here. I'm not going anywhere. So he got down on his knees, and he started patting me down the regular way. Then he said, okay, now I'm going to stick my hand down your pants. And literally to his wrist, his hand went in my waistband, around my crotch, around my butt, twice. Then he went on the outside pat down on front and back, and then he put his hand back down in front of my pants to, like, grab at my crotch, like to feel in between my legs.
Excuse me. The hand was inside on your crotch.
Yeah, I had not inside my underwear, but inside my pants.
Oh my God!
Like he was feeling the front of my thighs, and the whole time the guy's saying, "I'm sorry." I'm a fairly big guy. I'm overweight, and I'm like 6 foot tall. And he was like 5'4" maybe, and he had like the fear in him because I was just hot. And so he just, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And I'm just thinking, what would happen if you took me in a room? You know, because he was already embarrassed to do it. You know, apparently, they just changed the rules, so he hasn't had weeks of time doing this or practicing or, you know, have his mind set on, hey, this is what I do. So he was embarrassed to do it and apologetic to do it. But at the same time, I'm like, wow, I'm going to have to start wearing, like Speedos or something to the airport so they know that I'm not carrying anything. I don't know. I don't know how women are going to put up with it. I have no clue.
Well, you teach your children, don't let strangers touch you. And now, 3 weeks ago, I was at an airport in California, and I watched nothing but women and children put through for some reason in the 4 scanners. Then they would call them out and touch between their legs, touch their breast. I saw this being done to babies and baby carriages.
My daughter's 3 years old, and I will not take her flying anywhere until she's at least 4 or 5. So if anything happens like that, she can explain to me what's going on or you know, how she's feeling, because I see that kind of stuff happen with kids, and people are like, oh, bring your daughter. I'm like, I don't take my daughter anywhere that I can't drive, because I'm not going to have someone else putting their hands on my child. Like, I don't even know. Like, I heard the clip earlier, and it enraged my heart. I don't know how someone could stand there and let their child scream and be violated by a stranger. Who knows what that's going to do to that child? It won't happen to my child. I can't imagine.
But if they can get away with this, Owen, they can get away with anything. I mean, clearly this is being done to train us and condition us to have the government in our business, the government putting their hands on our bodies. Are you aware of the fact that TSA, for at least 5-6 years, but now they're expanding it, has Viper teams, is what they call them, and mobile vans and mobile body scanners, not just in federal and state courthouses, and that they're openly announcing they want to put them in malls, and just everywhere you go, there'll be federal goons outside their jurisdiction randomly searching us. Then, meanwhile, the southern border's wide open.
I heard about that, and I firmly believe it now, because I think that this pat-down, this invasive pat-down, is just a step to scare people. So the normal pat-down didn't make people think, oh, well, I'll go through these x-ray machines and get radiation that I don't know anything about. I mean, when I go to the doctor, the dentist, people put metal plates on my chest to protect me from radiation. So you want me to go stand in a machine that x-rays me naked and keeps a copy of it? Oh, but the people will fight that. So what do? We grab their breasts, we grab their genitals, and everyone will say, oh, I'd rather have the machine. They can make millions of dollars off these machines. It's a scare tactic to get people to use those machines instead of being violated personally. And you're still being violated because I don't trust people. I don't trust you, Alex. I just met you 5 minutes ago. I'm not going to give you access to something of mine just to know, say, oh, you're going to take care of that. Who can trust anybody? So you trust that they're going to delete your picture of your breasts, your genitals, you know, no matter who you are. I mean,
well, by the way, it's now come out on Gizmodo today through a FOIA request that the 35,000 images at one federal courthouse in Florida, they released hundreds of them, and it shows that they were saving them. They were making jokes about it. They've been caught in England saving them as well. So they have now been caught red-handed doing this, and they also have all of these major scientific bodies, including groups in the federal government, saying that there is a danger of radiation in these scanners. And then Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, comes out and says, this is not invasive, the pat-downs, when it clearly is. B, there's no danger from the radiation. C, we're not saving the images, and the machines can't save the images when we have the owner's manual. I wrote about this a year and a half ago at prisonplanet.com, where they admit they save the images. I mean, this is insane. And now they've announced they want to start saving the scan to use it as biometrics to identify, just like they can scan your retina or your face or your thumb, to scan your whole body. That's a Market Watch.
I'll never go through one of those machines. If they ever want to pat me down, I'll have them do it in public. Because, again, when other people see what's going on, and if somebody gets a little too frisky, then they're obligated to calm down, because people are in the view. if he wanted to take me in a back room, why would he even give me that option? If you're not doing anything wrong, why not do it out here? Why say, do you want to go in a private room? Why do I need to go in a private room? We about to make love? We got cigarettes and candles back there? There's no reason for you to do that. And again, it's a scare tactic because once you go in that room, I'm in a tiny little box. And I start feeling nervous about what's going on when I got two or three men looking at me while another guy's touching me. It's a scare tactic to sell these machines. And then, Lord knows, like you said, with all that information, what are they going to do with the machine? And radiation. I can't believe that somebody would say, oh, there's no radiation. How long have the machines been out? Oh, did they do a 20-year study? Did they know? I don't think so.
Well, let's
how are you just going to tell me?
Well, let's expand on that. You and I and many others, you know, months ago, I'd said on air, clearly they're going to enhance pat-downs to intimidate you to make you use the machines. Then the TSA admittedly told Atlantic Monthly and other major publications in the last 2 weeks that, oh, we're not worried about the enhanced pat-downs because nobody's going to go for them. This is meant to make you go through the machine. So they admit this has nothing to do with terrorism. Just what you said, they're trying to intimidate you to go through the machines. And then it turns out Alphonse D'Amato, the former senator, a lobbyist, and Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, Chertoff, 2.5 years ago, made the first order for several billion dollars of the machines. Then he leaves office and goes and becomes the CEO of the company. And he consults for the other company. I mean, that's illegal. He makes the order for the machines, then he goes and gets the job as the head of the company. Is that not a payoff?
It has to be. It has to be. The funny thing that kills me about whenever someone brings up terrorism at airports, I say no one in the government cares about terrorism at airports. Okay, I fly all the time. LAX, one of the biggest airports in the world. You know what stops you from running onto the tarmac and throwing up a grenade or a bomb or an automatic weapon and shooting down a plane when it goes to land or takes off? A chain link fence. And they've got, you know, 30 cop cars and squad cars checking underneath your car for bombs because, yeah, a terrorist is going to put a bomb underneath his car and drive into the airport because that's
no,
exactly
this
what
is police
do.
State training. Exactly.
They don't want to stop anything. If they wanted to stop it, they'd have protection all around the airport. There's no protection.
Well, Owen, it came out last week on ABC News that illegal aliens can walk right in and rent aircraft for training, and the TSA gives them waivers and no security background check. Anybody who had a truck bomb could just drive into the cargo area with no checkpoints and drive right up to the fence and blow it up. Absolutely. They are training the public when you pull up in front of the airport and when you go into the airport to be a slave, to be searched, to be checked, to have your genitals groped, to have your hind end grabbed, to have your wife's breast grabbed, to have your children grabbed. For police state America, that's all this is dog training.
Well, somebody's going to have to get an electronic leash on because that's what they want us to do. I mean, again, if it was all about terrorism, there's so many things that this country could do besides fighting wars in other countries to build up our own defenses here at home. I don't care about the rest of the world. I care about home. And apparently, you don't have enough guards on duty to protect us at home. That tells me that you don't care about terrorism. You know, it's just like the war on drugs. You say something, everybody claps, and then they put their head down and forget about it. Well, this airplane stuff, there's going to be women that have been sexually molested, have been violated in their lives, that are going to freak out if a man, if another woman or someone tries to put their hands on them. Because it's very invasive. Like, again, I'm sitting there as a grown man thinking, well, what happens if I get excited? This guy's driving off all my stuff. What am I supposed to do? I mean, whose job is it that they think that they could just do that and it'd be okay? I mean, from a week ago, they train you in a week and say, okay, now you're going to start lifting up genitals and grabbing butts and putting your hands in people's pants 30, 40, 100, 2,000 times a day. And who says okay to that? What kind of person are you? That's what you want to do. You want to touch children. You want to touch old women or men. I mean, or look at naked pictures of people that you have no idea who they are all day.
Well, that was my next question. That was my next question. Is who wants this job? I mean, you said this guy kept apologizing to you because he knows it's wrong. Even a big brother says it's right to have his hand down in your pants, on your underwear, on the front of your underwear. I mean, describe that. What did he do to your junk?
His hand was flat. And basically, like, the first one did the ring around where he just ran his hand around my waist and around my hip. So just like if you put your hand on your thigh and you rubbed your thigh, hand flat, that's just what he did. Then when he went and put his hands in my butt, he put his hand hands in, and then he patted it. He patted my butt, like underneath my butt.
Like you were his wife.
Yes, like that, kind of like.
Hey, baby, like how you doing there?
Yeah. Exactly. Two pats, and then when he went back in the front, he did the same thing. Like he patted in between my crotch, right around my area.
Let's be specific. You're saying he patted on your underwear, your testicles. Unbelievable. And I apologize to radio listeners. We don't normally get into these type of things, but we have to talk about it when the government.
I don't even want to say it. That's how embarrassing it is. Because even when I was on Leo's show, you know, I said, I was like, you know, he was like, he freaked out. Like, he touched your pipe. I was like, yes. And I don't, you, who wants to even say it? Let alone have it done to you.
What do you think about your story now being the top link on Drudge Report?
Well, at least people know about it, so I'm happy about that because I was blown away. I almost freaked out because I told the guy three times, I'm like, I just flew 5 days ago. I'm wearing the exact same clothes. I'm thinking, what is the difference between then and now? You know, I wish I would have known. I would have worn different clothes. I would dress more appropriately. I had another flight to come home. I wore a short and a T-shirt.
Hey, what? Stay there. Let's come right back and finish up your story. It doesn't matter. They're always adding more, 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 training us, seeing what they can get away with.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one knows what it's like to be the Batman.
He's known as the O-Doctor.
Be the sad man.
Briefly, tell us a little bit about yourself, Owen. Owen J.J. Stone. And your website, what you work on, you know, dealing with tech stuff. And then let's get back into the points you were trying to finish up before we went to break.
Long story short, on the business end, I run Inquiring Minds Media. And we do consulting and web design and strategy for the internet, social campaigns, the Facebook, the Twitter, promoting people as such. I also do odocta.com, where I do interviews, live Q&A sessions every Wednesday, where I have guests on and people can ask them questions about their industry or their profession. And that's pretty much it. So I'm all over the web, and I'm in the tech space, getting on fun shows and having a good time. That's why something like this, again, when you said earlier, like, who wants to talk about it? I mean, it's embarrassing, but if you don't say it, then people won't know about it. That's why I'm happy that it is on the Drudge Report right now and that people are talking about it, that I got to stay on Leo's show, and listeners are aware. I mean, Leo's about to go fly to Paris. He took me aside everywhere. Are you serious, Mike? Yes, they do that stuff, so... It's nice that the awareness is getting around about it.
I see this as a historical revolt, though, because there was already simmering anger over the TSA and the humiliation and the slave training. But now that they're trying to intensify it and more people are going public, the mainstream media is going from making fun of people that criticize it to Time Magazine headline, "Everybody Hates the TSA." The Chicago Tribune, "Government in Your Pants." Forbes Magazine, "Abolish the TSA." I mean, this is a complete rout of these people. And Big Sis is like, okay, we won't search the pilots. Okay, we won't search kids. But I guarantee you, in a few months, she's going to come back and try to put it back in place because bullies want to dominate. They want to set that precedent.
Well, I'm just waiting for all these mainstream media pundits and people that get paid to say what they're supposed to say, the monkeys in the media, to get searched. You know, I want an anchor man or anchor woman to go through on one of their business trips and have someone put their hand down their pants or feel them up and then see how they feel. And then see how comfortable they feel reading some crap from a teleprompter to the American public. Because until it happens to you, it's easy to say, oh, it's not a big deal. It's about our security. Well, if they weren't security, I'd see gun turns all around the airport. That would make me feel secure. Not a dog and a van with a mirror looking underneath my car when I go to the airport. That's they don't care about your security. They care about these machines and making this money. And in the airport, as soon as they get you accustomed to it, they are going to put them in schools. You know, oh, because so many kids shoot kids at school. And it happens, and it's terrible, and it's bad. But that's not a terroristic plague on my country.
Look, they're teaching you that you are the enemy. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, we're the problem, even though they can't protect us in our own country and state. But we're the problem.
It's a power grab. It's a power grab, you know, simply put. What would you like to see happen with the TSA?
I would like something, like, more sophisticated besides the X-ray machine that showed my body part. Why don't they have something that really just does a metal detection scan? I mean, if that kid that went through there, obviously, what did they have on them that set off the metal detector twice? It's a child. Okay, they have a belt on. Why aren't you making more sophisticated metal detectors? You know, I just don't understand why you need to see people naked, look through their clothing, or violate them and touch them in places that you're not supposed to touch them. And again, you should never, ever, ever be asked to take that screening in private. Because if you can't do it in public, then that means there's something wrong with it. If you can't do that in front of the hundreds of other people standing behind me, then there's something wrong with that. And that's what the procedure needs to change to start with. It should never be a private screening because it shouldn't be anything that violates my well-being or the way I feel about myself. But that's not going to happen.
Very well said. Very well said, Owen. Owen, we're going to break. You got anything else you want to add, or is that it?
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you. And everybody, live.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Stay there. I want you to finish up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.